Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruiak. If there is breaking news about the wildfires in this hour, we will bring it to you. But for the rest of the time, we're going to shift to some other topics. I'm happy to have Marilyn Reynolds back with us. She is a Northern California author who writes in a variety of genres, but her teen fiction series is especially popular. It is the True to Life series from Hamilton High. It is award-winning, and in her latest book titled Eddie's Choice, she takes on some tough issues. Marilyn, glad to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
Kids struggle with big issues much earlier and in a much more complex way than we might realize, right?
Yes.
And you know this from 20 years, actually a couple generations, from the 70s to the 90s in particular, in working with kids as a teacher.
Yes, and my work has usually been with underserved kids, and sometimes they are faced with even more complicated difficulties than the standard high school student.
So in this book, you take on white supremacy, anti-Muslim attitudes, you take on bullying and retribution. Did you have any personal cautions about going into those waters and dealing with them in a way that is in the mind of a teenager?
I'm always careful to try to stay in touch with the folks that I'm writing about. And so I've been to high school classrooms and interviewed teenagers and asked about if they're being affected by any of this, how aware they are of it, what's on their minds, what keeps them awake at nights. And then I just start writing. For me, writing is an exploration. I don't start out with a particular lesson to teach. One of the things that I was most concerned about was not demonizing all of the people who are involved in the white supremacist movement, but to give a little bit of motivation for that. And of course, I can't do that with all of those characters, but one of the main characters and one of the main characters who's involved with the white supremacist group, we do get to see a nuanced view of him.
Mm-hmm. So the main character is Eddie Barajas. He's a high school senior, and he's at the fictional Hamilton High. He's interested in a classmate, Rosie. And there's an incident of racist graffiti, and that starts us off in knowing that Eddie's going to be a person that maybe doesn't think immediately about it, but instinctively reacts in a protective way.
Yes.
So would you read a bit from the book? Because this is some of what happens after he's decided to take action, which maybe you should explain, when the graffiti is painted.
Yes.
At the school.
And this is also from Eddie's point of view. Early this morning, he has painted over hate graffiti against Muslims, Mexicans, blacks, a large sign that was on the side of a building at Hamilton High. And now this jumps ahead to lunchtime. Brent and Cameron, as usual, already have a table in the quad. I open a plastic container and show them my spinach and kale salad, expecting some smart-aleck remark. But Cameron hands his phone across to me, Instagram, a picture of me in front of the painted-over graffiti, handing my paint can to the security guard. Caption, get Spix out of my country. Hashtag, stop white genocide. Hashtag, patriots. I dump a small can of chicken and a packet of ranch dressing onto my salad and mix it up. Cameron takes his phone from me, goes to Twitter, and hands it back. Hashtag patriots. Same picture with a black swastika over it. You shouldn't have painted over that stuff. It didn't mean crap. Yes, it did. It exactly meant crap. But come on, nature boy. You eat health food, but you piss off the patriots? This is definitely not healthy. What's it to you anyways? You're not a Muslim. Barajas. Remember me, your friend, Eduardo Barajas? Yeah, but you're not really Mexican. I mean, not illegal or anything. Well, they don't make distinctions about what kind of Mexican I am. None of this stuff is saying, oh, never mind, he's legal. We take it all back. But man, you know, those guys can be brutal. Remember what they did to that gay guy last year?
That's Marilyn Reynolds, and she's reading from the book Eddie's Choice. It's the new book, the 11th in this fictional teen series at Hamilton High. Marilyn has an event this Sunday, November 3rd, at 916 Inc.'s Imaginarium. And we should add that the books are on sale, the Hamilton High series.
Yes, and Eddie's Choice particularly at Capitol Books on K Street next to the Crest Theater.
What have you learned, Marilyn, about talking to teenagers? And maybe the right word is to say about listening to teenagers. That might be the magic key.
I think it is. I find them very willing to answer questions and be open about what they're experiencing and what they're feeling and what they're interested in. And that section that I just read, I think, is greatly improved because of a conversation I had with students at Health Professions High School in Sacramento. I had had the social media event take place on Monday when Eddie gets back to school, and they said, oh no, it would be all over campus by lunchtime. And so I was able to make that be a little more realistic with thanks to them.
When you sit down to talk with them, I think they would welcome you as sort of a grandma and think that there's a comfort in being able to talk to you. But for any caring adult in any place in life, what's a doorway into a tough issue? Where do you begin with a teenager?
I usually start by telling them what I've noticed and what's on my mind and asking if they've noticed some of the same things. And they love to hear that one of my books was on the top 10 banned books list. That's usually an immediate entry because they like that idea that I, too, can be a rebel, I guess.
What is on a high schooler's mind right now? I think there isn't a big issue that you haven't touched on in your books, but is most of their world in a traditional way still about their peers and how they are to and with their peers?
That's huge. And also, kind of a sub-theme in this book, another thread, is that Eddie is choosing not to go to college.
Right.
And all of his friends are college-bound. And one of the things that I heard over and over again from students as I was writing these drafts was how worried they were about getting into college and pleasing their parents and getting into the right college. And it just seemed so much more of a heavy burden than anything that previous generations were experiencing.
Well, the girl that he has his eye on, Rosie, is encouraging him about trying harder on his tests or taking these different classes. And as you say, he keeps putting his hands up saying, no, I know what I'm doing and I'm not doing. So why do I need to go down the road and do all that? The book is titled Eddie's Choice, and I don't necessarily want to get specific about what that is, but would you frame the choices that Eddie does need to make separate from what he's going to do with his future?
Yes. He chooses almost unconsciously to stop some bullying. He reacts, and he doesn't see himself as a hero because he said, I didn't think about it very much. But there are choices all along the way, and then that choice leads to other choices that he needs to make. And I think that's a huge time. High school senior, there are so many choices for high school seniors to be making.
I like that he calls his mom Max, not because he doesn't say mom, but Max stands for maximum mom. And in a way of categorizing parents or adults, are you a maximum adult or a minimum? Are you a maximum dad or a minimum dad? I thought that was a really interesting perspective and phrasing to use. Where did that come from?
That comes from the previous book, Shut Up. In that book, Eddie is 9 years old and he's being molested by his aunt's boyfriend. And part of why I wrote Eddie's Choice is I kept wondering, how is Eddie doing? And I wanted to portray someone who's resilient. We're so worried about triggering and about people being damaged for life. And I wanted to show his strength. I hoped that he would have that strength. So I had to start writing about it. But when he and his brother are younger, they're kind of irritated that their mom doesn't bring cupcakes to school on their birthdays, and she doesn't, they have to go to daycare, and their friends don't. And so she, at one point, she has a let's get this straight conversation, and she says, I'm sorry I got you guys a minimum dad, but there's nothing to be done about that now. But I have to be a maximum mom because you've got such a minimum dad, and I have to work, and I have to go to school to get better so I can take better care of you. And that's when they started calling her Max.
Well, Marilyn, I appreciate the maximum effort you are always directing toward teenagers, and I think this series is a good idea. Again, you'll be on November 3rd at 916 Inc.'s Imaginarium, and the books are at Capital Books in Sacramento.
Yes.
The new book is Eddie's Choice. Marilyn Reynolds, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.